Facing a dramatic shortfall in state tax revenue, legislators balanced the budget by reorganizing state government, dipping into the cash reserves, and reducing tax credits for businesses. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats met the economic challenge head-on, adopting a responsible budget that lawmakers can be proud of.
So the doom and gloom predictions of entire agencies being wiped out, thousands of employees being laid off, tax increases on the horizon, and here we are shutting down the session. We will have a balanced budget, a few hundred million dollars between our reserve accounts and their ending balance, and a recovery on the horizon.
There will still be layoffs. The Department of Human Services director predicts up to 125 within his agency alone. But Democratic leaders say the early retirement package they approved should significantly reduce the number of pink slips. Minority Republicans are less optimistic. They contend the savings from the reorganization package were overstated and that more reductions will be necessary to end the year in the black. Senate GOP leader Paul McKinley says the legislature also made a mistake agreeing to the governor's request for additional bonding for iJobs infrastructure projects.
We continue to spend at unsustainable levels. As a matter of fact, this is the second largest spending budget in Iowa's history. And we didn't do anything to protect the property taxpayer. In fact, we actually pushed a lot of unfunded mandates off on the property taxpayer.
Republicans are also criticizing Democrats for failing to adopt a significant job creation package when more than 100,000 Iowans are out of work. In the final days of the session, the legislature did approve a $5 million low-interest loan program for small employers and money to build new rail ports across the state to benefit wind turbine manufacturers. But a vice president for the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, John Gilliland, says it's too little, too late.
I don't know that it's substantial enough to make a real difference, and it's too bad that it took, you know, the 11th hour before, you know, any kind of a pro-jobs proposal came forward in this session.
Gilliland says he's relieved the legislature abandoned efforts to expand the rights of labor unions or mandate paid sick leave for every employee. But he's disappointed lawmakers capped a handful of business tax credits. Democratic Senator Pam Yoakum of Dubuque says the limits were necessary to provide more budget predictability from year to year. While some consumer advocacy groups pushed for even greater reductions in tax credits, Yoakum says she's pleased with what Democrats describe as the first step.
You know, I don't think I have any big disappointment, believe it or not, and that's probably because the budget was so tight this year, and I think we did a very good job of supporting and funding the most essential services in Iowa.
Just before the legislature adjourned, the House did strip a provision Yoakum had pushed for that would have required employers to make reasonable efforts to accommodate breastfeeding mothers. In other last-minute action, the House and Senate agreed to new penalties for drivers who swerve or throw things at bicyclists or kill or injure someone while running a red light. They also voted to require teenagers to buckle up in the back seat. This is in addition to the texting ban approved earlier this month for all drivers, which may be the one thing Iowans remember most about this session. As promised, majority Democrats declined to address same-sex marriage before adjourning, which guarantees Republicans will attempt to make it a campaign issue in the fall. At the State House, I'm Janine Beck, Iowa Public Radio News.